This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Are we doing this, Minnesota? You heard him. The MyPillow guy, Mike Lindell, running for governor. Tori warned us about this, okay? Tori Van Hoot warned us, but she said on Tuesday, it's probably coming. Not a huge surprise, but Mike Lindell has announced he's running for governor. Yes, I promised you we'll talk about SNAP benefits. We'll do that in a minute. But because we just had in the news that Mike Lindell is running for the governor of Minnesota, who's voting for him? And I mean this as a very serious question. I need you to call me immediately. 651-461-9226. If you think Mike Lindell would be a good governor of Minnesota, 651-461-9226. I will not be voting for Mike Lindell. For me, it came down to truth. You know, Mike Lindell is still on this kick that somehow the 2020 election was stolen, or was it? Yeah, it was 2020 election was stolen, and he really held tight to that and ended up getting sued by, you know, the voting machine companies and lost all of his cases to try to prove that, and still held tight to that fact. And when somebody cannot accept a truth, i.e. our sitting president, I understand what I'm saying. I get it. Our sitting president doesn't accept, or at least doesn't say out loud that he accepts that truth. I mean, that's, for me, that's just a line. So I won't be voting for Mike Lindell.
Jor,
I'm not voting for Mike Lindell.
I'm not voting for Mike Lindell, but let me say this. In a weird way, I think this may be good news for Minnesota.
Tell me more.
Is running, because we have long been in a political state, both here in Minnesota and across the country, where the voices of the fringe on both sides, the right and the left, the Republican and the Democrat, have been the voices that have succeeded, that have won. And the people that are, in my opinion, at least, problematically liberal and problematically conservative on the fringes of both those parties have continued to succeed over and over, and that has caused this political divisiveness that has permeated so many parts of our culture. And I think Mike Lindell running for governor in Minnesota, I think he's too far. I think he's finally the person that, even if you are a staunch Trump supporter, I think most of them look at Mike Lindell and go, okay, we're not going that far. Even if you stand by Trump through all of the Trumpy things he's done, and then Mike Lindell comes, you go, oh boy, sorry, you're a little too far, even for me. And I think that's good news, because that means that that person that, you know, sure, maybe you're still supporting Trump, but maybe you look for somebody who's closer to the middle of the road. And that's where I think most people truly are, is closer to the center. And I think that's the type of candidate we need. So I think Mike Lindell will show us how far into our corners we've gotten and hopefully help us come a little bit closer to the center.
Oh, I like that analysis, David. Thank you. I do. And remember, you already have in the Republican primary field, it's already a bit crowded. Minnesota House Speaker Lisa Daymuth, former gubernatorial nominee Scott Jensen. There are other Republicans that want to throw their hat in the ring or have. And I am surprised at this move. I don't know that it benefits Mike. It certainly doesn't benefit our state. And maybe it will help clarify, David. Maybe it's more of an ideological move for Republicans who don't identify as MAGA, that they might need, you know, a more centrist Republican. That's fair. I just don't know why he would put himself out there like this, because after all the lawsuits and the lost money, he was recently ordered to pay $2.3 million in damages after a jury found he defamed a former employee of Dominion Voting Systems. He claimed he was bankrupt after that. So, you know, I don't know how this helps him. It certainly doesn't help the state of Minnesota. That's my opinion. But hey, we take mostly all calls here, unless you curse at David. If you curse, then you get hung up on immediately. If you're disrespectful to David, immediately you get hung up on. But I'm not surprised. It's just a little perplexing as to why he would do this when there are already candidates in the Republican primary field that will definitely, I assume, get more votes than he will. They didn't want to go on the air with us, David? No. Okay. I saw he got a call, didn't want to go on the air. Just curious if anybody is voting for Mike Lindell. Some of your texts, here we go. Hopefully no one is voting for Mike Lindell. And well, nobody's called in to tell me that they're voting for Mike Lindell. So there you go. This texter says, I'm pretty conservative and Mike Lindell is a nut job. I would never vote for him. Okay. Pillows for votes. I'm all in, baby. Another texter. Someone says, I can't stop laughing. Sorry, this is just so hilarious. This is where we are in the state of politics. And it's okay to realize the absurdity of the actual state of politics in today's world. It's okay to step back and say, wow, that's nuts. Oh my gosh. Because some things in life are absurd. And it's okay to recognize and call that out. This texter says, I believe Mike Lindell would be a wonderful governor. He knows how to do business, how to run a business. He's very passionate. And I do believe the election was stolen with false votes. That's from a texter who texted this show. Like I said, curious to know if anybody out there is going to vote for Mike Lindell. Jor, it's like living in a bizarre world. I feel for our children and grandchildren. People vote in the wackiest possible candidate they can find, and it's sickening. Who's voting for Mike Lindell? This texter says, the same people that support our lying, narcissistic president. Or maybe they're not. Mike Lindell? No. No. Hell no. Someone says, why do people tell us elections are all rigged and then keep running in elections? Idiots. Okay, that's a texter. It's a really good question. Honestly, I don't know the answer to that. Joe's in Shoreview. Joe, you voting for Mike?
Hey. Oh, yeah, of course. Of course. Love Mike.
Why is that, sir? Why do you think he'll be a great governor?
Because he's willing to fight for the, you know, fixing those Dominican voting machines and such.
Thank you for the call, my friend. Oh. It was Dominion, not Dominican, but I appreciate the time. oh, God, dear, back to your text. I would never vote for Mike. I don't know that Minnesota could handle that voice for 4 years. Okay, that's fine. We won't make fun of his voice. I'm not making fun of him. Someone says my MAGA relatives love Mike Lindell. Okay, there might be some out there. Mike is very fringe. He is very right. And he has been proven wrong, incorrect, I should say, but he is very right, and he's offering himself up. I think you have to be a special kind of person to offer yourself up for public service these days in public office, because it's a brutal field. But I'm not surprised that Mike's running, but I'm pretty sure Mike is not going to win in this state. Jor, something seriously needs to be done about mentally incompetent Republicans. All politicians, actually the evil, have taken over. Nobody wants to negotiate anymore. And that's from our friend Old Man Riley. Jor, let him run. Remind the world what crackpots the Republican Party attracts. That's from a texter. Jor, I disagree. For so many people, Lindell is a serious candidate. That's why our country is in the mess we are in now. Next text. Lindell is running only on one reason, to make money. He'll ask for donations and spend as little as possible on the campaign. He'll lose and get to keep all the money that people donated. Maybe. Jor, every Republican running loves Trump and his authoritarian tendencies. How can any of them be moderates? I don't know, friends. I don't know. Here we go again. We can't get a decent choice. So you're going to give us Tim Walz or Mike Lindell. I might have to go with Mike Lindell. Oh, wow. Okay, if it's Tim Walz or Mike Lindell, this texter says he might have to go to Mike Lindell. Jor, I would not vote for Lindell if he was the only person on the ballot. This texter, no chance voting for Mike. He's just another one of Trump's misfits. No, never want. No, never. Went to the Republican primary, but this year will vote for Lisa. Okay. Isn't he broke? How could he ever manage our money? Again, I'm not really sure about his finances, but I have heard that as well. Next texter says, I can't wait to see the Saturday Night Live bit with Mike Lindell. Yeah, we do get quite a bit of comedy, don't we, out of the absurdity of politics today. That's the space we're in right now. I really like his products, but nah, no vote for Mikey. Fair enough. You can still have a MyPillow pillow, but no voting. Okay. If Lindell runs for Minnesota, is running for Minnesota, oh my God, give me a joint. Okay. Oh, someone said Nisswa elected Jennifer Carnahan. Why not Mike? Yeah, she's in the news today also. But see, that's it. If they elected Jennifer Carnahan, why not Mike? I get it. That's why there are people out there. And I was asking for a serious caller. Would you really? What's the redeeming value? What would make you vote for Mike Lindell? Most of you overwhelmingly are saying no. This texter says, okay, I stopped laughing. Maybe now Dean Phillips for governor. Good luck getting Dean to run. I don't think Dean would run, and certainly not against Tim Walz. It's 11:19. When we get back, could we go back to that Snap story? Let's do that. Snap, six more states have just signed on to ban certain junk foods from SNAP purchases. Now, I'm going to have a take here. You're going to yell at me that I've gone full MAGA, but let's talk next.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Shifting gears now away from Mike Lindell, which is something I would like to do. Snap. The junk food ban is expanding to 6 more states. Friends, I believe I've always maintained this status, that if you have benefits from the government to buy food for your family, it should not be used for things like soda. It should not be used for Takis. It should not be used for cigarettes. There used to be that you could use benefits to buy cigarettes. I think they have outlawed that also. I don't think you should be able to buy energy drinks or certain candies that have no nutritional value with SNAP benefits. And that, too, is what is happening now. SNAP, the Trump administration has expanded to more states, Hawaii, Missouri, North Dakota, South Carolina, Virginia, and Tennessee, that they will no longer be allowed to buy things like soda, energy drinks, certain juices, prepared desserts, and candy with their SNAP benefits. They're going to implement that on January 1. I don't think this is a bad idea. In fact, I think it's a good idea. If you are on government assistance because your family can't afford food, you know what's expensive? Healthy food. Healthy food is expensive. Vegetables are expensive. They are. If you need help, you might not be aware that easy access foods like energy drinks or soda, maybe you don't know. They're easy and they could fit your kid's lunchbox, but they're not healthy for you. So to be able to restrict that and be able to educate those that are on SNAP benefits to more healthy choices, I think this is a good plan. 651-461-9226. I really do. Upholding public health is imperative, especially when it comes to things like taxpayer dollars for government assistance. This is an opportunity also to help teach, to help train, to offer healthy things. If we say, hey, you can't buy soda with this, and someone says, why? We can explain that, you know, that full sugar sodas can lead to things like diabetes and obesity and heart disease. And they can have adverse outcomes. They're not good for kids. So it's an opportunity to teach if people are upset about it. It's a great opportunity to explain how to properly use your SNAP funds to get more nutrition into your family. I know those are delicious and they're fun and that's what your kids want and maybe even you want when you go to the grocery store. But it will be more beneficial for your family in the long run if you use those benefits to buy healthy foods. So I am all in favor of having restrictions on SNAP benefits for things that are unhealthy for your family. I told you I was going to go full MAGA on you because this is a Trump administration ruling. And maybe you think that that's MAGA. Maybe you think that we should be allowed to choose whatever we want with our SNAP benefits. But for me, I do believe there should be restrictions on certain things that you can buy with the benefits you get from the state or the federal government. With your own money, you can buy whatever you want. This is still America. You get the freedom to buy Doritos or, you know, Mellow Yellow or Mountain Dew or whatever they have out there. But if you are on state aid, we want to keep you healthy.
Mellow Yellow. Do they even make Mellow Yellow anymore?
Do they even have that? I don't know. That just came out. I don't know.
Jordana, I really don't think this is a full MAGA thing. And to, I guess, just because it came from that administration doesn't mean mm-hmm. that you need to disagree with it if you didn't vote for them. I think, to me, this is a, like so many things, it's a spectrum of if somebody needs help with food security, great. There's programs like SNAP that should help you with that. And within reason, the items you get should be healthy. But that is a line that not everyone can agree on. So, you know, are we going to provide things like eggs and milk and fresh produce? Yes, of course. And then somewhere down the line, do you get cereal? Well, I don't know. Sure, maybe. Do you get sugar cereal? Well, I don't know. The nutrition of that isn't great. So I really don't think this is that controversial at all that, yes, like soda should be on the other side of that line. And we should be constantly redrawing that line to say what are good, nutritious things that families that struggle with food insecurity should have on their shelves, whether they can afford them or not. And the things that are on that list, which, again, can change as the landscape of grocery and what's produced changes and as the landscape of health changes, what do those families mm-hmm. really need to stay healthy? Because, hello, that family is also likely getting assistance with their health care. And if they need extra right. health things because they got diabetes, the government's going to pay that bill as well.
Exactly.
So, yes,
exactly.
I think
that's what I'm saying.
I really don't think it's controversial. I think it comes down to, like, you know, each individual item, should this be approved or not? And I honestly, it seems beneath like the Trump administration, there should be like somebody whose really boring job it is to evaluate every product and say, does it meet the characteristic of this or not? To me, it shouldn't even be front page news. It should be something very boring and mundane that clearly a bottle of Mellow Yellow, as you said, is no, you don't get to get it. And an orange, yes, you get to get it. And some crackers in the middle, I don't know. Let's have a specialist decide whether those, you know, which category those fall in. And then let's be done with it.
Wow, David, are we agreeing?
Yeah, first time
this
today,
first
I think.
First thing all day. I know that we're, I thought people were going to jump all over. No matter what I say, someone's going to disagree with me, which is fine. That's what we do here on this show. But, okay, some of your texts. Jor, I worked as a cashier at Cub Foods when I was in high school in the 90s. At that time, folks receiving benefits were already limited as to what they could buy. Glad other states are joining us. Yes, in Minnesota, we've done a fairly decent job with what you can buy. This is about other states, other less healthy states like Hawaii and Mississippi, other states that, you know, did allow these things. So, or Missouri, excuse me, it wasn't Mississippi. It was Hawaii, Missouri, North Dakota, South Carolina, Virginia, and Tennessee. And I'm all for it. You know, if you're going to get assistance, then let us assist you in making healthy choices as well. All right, I'm surprised it wasn't more controversial, but there we go. Jor, bans encourage misuse. Healthy food is expensive, but people in desperate situations care more about full stomachs than the benefit of... you got cut off here. I'm so sorry. You got cut off here. I get it. I understand. And there are things you can buy that will give full stomachs. You know, there are things that will buy that you can buy that will fill up your stomach. So this isn't about saying they're allowed to have soda because that's not going to fill up your stomach either. And also, you can buy whatever you want with your own money because a lot of people on assistance work. But with the SNAP benefits, I really think it should be just healthy foods. Let's take a break and have some fun. Today is the day for Dear Jordana. right? Ask me anything. Am I voting for Mike Lindell? I am not voting for Mike Lindell. Do I know if Mellow Yellow is still on the market? I do not. I just made that up. So I will do my best to be truthful and honest to your answers to your questions. 651-461-9226. Dear Jordana is next.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
From the producers of Unsolicited Opinions and Overshared Group Chats, it's the guidance you didn't know you needed. Now, radio's best and sassiest version of an advice column. This is Dear Jordana.
All right, let's have some fun. Tackle some heavy topics today. What do you need advice on? Friends, the holidays are coming. I'm here for you. 651-461-9226. Text, call, use the microphone button if you're listening on the stream. We want to hear what you're struggling with, and we'll try to help and maybe make fun of you in the process. I know you got a couple of email ones, David. So
yeah. Yeah, I do. I got several here. Here's an age-old one. This is not from my own house, but definitely could be. Dear Jordana, my partner and I can never agree on the temperature setting in our house. She wants it at 68. I prefer 72. Ooh. Is this a hill I should die on, or should I give in to my partner and go with the lower temperature?
That is a really good question.
I know. Notice I left gender out of that because I didn't want to hear you just say that the woman gets to set the temperature because I'm
acceptable. That's a good question. Yeah, unfortunately, I think because you can always add a sweater, you can always put on, you know, some more socks or some slippers. Or even, I mean, if it gets to the point where you're wearing a hat and a scarf inside, I think there needs to be a greater negotiation. I mean, 68 is kind of chilly when it's below zero outside. But unfortunately, I think the lower temperature usually wins because you can put on more clothing to stay warm in the house. If you have a fireplace, you can make a fire. I mean, I know you don't want to leave that on while you're sleeping. Unfortunately, it does. Unless you get to the point where you're chattering or your fingers are turning blue, that kind of thing. But right now, the lower temperature wins, although they might have to give in on the very cold days, if this is a question from Minnesota.
Yeah.
A 68 still seems chilly, but if you're...
Oof, you know, 72 seems hot, though. That sounds terrible.
That might seem warm. So, I mean, it would be nice if you guys could split the difference. But I do, I don't know that you could die on that hill. What you can do is put on the hat and the scarf and start and the gloves and start chattering. Then maybe just, you know, beg them for mercy.
We got a caller here from Lakeville. Is it Jim? I already forgot your name. That's how good I'm doing today. But welcome. What's your Dear Jordana question?
Jordana, I'm asking this question. I'm pretty sure I know the answer. Because this happened to me a number of years ago. I was informed a week or two ago by my wife that we would not be exchanging gifts in our immediate family this year.
Oh, okay.
In the past, this has come up during, let's say, leaner times. And I got burned because I took it literally and did not get a gift and received a gift from my wife. I'm assuming that I should be purchasing a gift for my wife despite the fact that I've been told that we are not exchanging gifts with each other, the kids and their husbands and whatever. So I'm throwing this out for the benefit of the younger people who might be in this situation.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Jim, the answer is you need to get her a gift. And it's okay if it's her favorite candy. You know, that is something that's a few dollars. But it something that says, I'm thinking of you, and I know we said no gifts, but, you know, I saw this mug or just a little trinket, a little tiny trinket that says, I'm thinking of you. You do have to give her something, and it's a trap. Do not fall into the trap of the no gifts for the husbands. It's a trap. Still buy a gift.
Let's go to the text line here. Dear Jordana, Mellow Yellow is still available. Oh, I guess somebody talking about the Mellow Yellow. I guess you can still get it.
Oh, yeah.
Mellow Yellow still exists.
Still available. That's right.
How about this one? Dear Jordana, I live in North Minneapolis, where we have sidewalks that residents are responsible for shoveling or snow plowing. When I do the sidewalk between my house and my neighbor's, I go ahead and do the entire sidewalk next to, or all the way up to his driveway. When my neighbor does it, he only does halfway right up the property line. What should be my neighborly response to this action?
No. You know what? First of all, your neighbor sounds like a jerk. Unless, of course, somebody's elderly and they don't have the energy to do more, you have to understand that. Okay, no, absolutely not okay. And if you're out there, you may as well shovel the whole damn sidewalk. You know, he doesn't have to come and do a driveway, but do the sidewalk, okay? So if you're out there, David, even though in the past he has shown his lack of neighborliness by only shoveling half the driveway, you absolutely maintain your upper hand as the better person, the better community member, the better citizen of your hometown where you're living now, and you absolutely shovel the whole driveway.
Yeah.
The sidewalk.
I think this is one of the easiest ways to be a good neighbor, and I will do this today. Not that I'm trying to pat my own back, but we should all do this. I will go out today with my shovel, even though everything's cleared already, and I'll see what else I can shovel. Can I do a little more of the snow blank bank next to, you know, between my driveway and the neighbors? Can I do that little trail that the mailman takes? Can I shovel out around the fire hydrant? It's not that hard. Grab a shovel, put your boots on, spend 10 minutes cleaning up the neighborhood. It's just the easiest thing you can do as a neighbor. Get the shovel get out there.
And we should not be using measuring sticks on the sidewalks, friends. Sheesh. We just, if you're already out there with your shovel, if you can keep going. It is, yes.
All right, here's another question for you, dear Jordana. My best friend's new boyfriend is just fine. I'm really not a fan, to be honest, even though I don't know him super well yet. How do I be supportive to my friend without pretending that I'm more thrilled about him than I really am? It's a good question. I've been in that situation with friends where you go, ooh, I don't know about that new boyfriend.
And then they try to get, they're like, well, come on, don't you love him?
Yes.
I mean, don't you love him?
And you
Isn't he great? And you're kind of like, I got the ick or the vibe, right? That's really hard. And I think here's what I've done in this situation when I've got the, don't you love him? Isn't he great? And, you know, they've been together 5 minutes, but it's the first person that has shown your friend some attention. So they're all over it. The response should be, and I have used this many times, and they'll get the hint. As long as you think he's great, that's what matters. That is a very passive aggressive way.
I know,
to say
but
that you're
say I don't like him.
Matter as much. I am wary about saying that. Even, you know, when my kids bring home somebody new, aren't they great? Don't you love them? You should meet the parents. You should definitely have the parents over for Shabbat. You should absolutely call the parents. I'm like, okay, I don't need any more friends. And when there is a ring or some kind of a commitment, then maybe we can talk to the parents. But in this situation, they will get the hint, especially if you keep going with the, don't you, isn't he great? Or isn't she amazing? Or isn't she gorgeous? Like, all you have to do is say, the only opinion that matters is yours. And I am so happy if you think they're great. And if you think they're great, that makes me so happy. And I, if you stick to that, they will get the hint. And you don't have to say it out loud, but they should understand your meaning.
Wow.
And also, by the way, that is what matters.
Yeah.
Because I have people who have terrible spouses. I know people who have, you know, that you don't necessarily want to be with, but doesn't mean you don't want to be friends with them anymore. So, you know, or you meet people as couples and they're already married and you like one but not the other. That happens all the time. It is important that they like the person and less so about you.
Yeah. The other thing I've done, because I've been in a few conversations like this where somebody's honestly asking me, you know, it's more than just a, don't you love them? It's like a, hey, this is a person I'm getting involved with. What do you think? Like a real question.
Oh.
And what I've chosen to do is always give a good with the bad. You can always find something good to say about somebody's partner. You can say, I really love this and this. I have a concern about XYZ. And if you can say it like that, I think you can get away with sharing your concern honestly without hurting too many feelings. But if somebody really asks you, they want your opinion because you matter in their life.
And that's something to consider too, how close you are. You know, if it's your niece's roommate's, you know, grandnephew that's asking you, they only met you once and that's it. But if you're right, if it's a very close person, you just have to be careful because they might marry that person, especially if they're high on them, you know, especially if they're very in the moment and it's the very beginning. I am wary of that. As a person who actually gets paid to give her opinion, I am very wary about people's personal circumstances. It's really hard because if you say something bad about that person and then they end up staying with them for the long term, they're never going to forget that.
Yeah.
They never forget. And they always know that you have a thing against their partner. And that is always in the future. And it's interesting because I've even experienced this with one of my kids who did not want to tell me anything negative about somebody that she was dating because she didn't want me to have a negative opinion of them. And I didn't love that explanation, that she didn't tell me something negative. I was like, no, you should tell me everything. I'm the mom. But she didn't want an experience or a fight that they had or disagreement, whatever it was, to taint my view of that person. And I get it, but it depends on how close you are. Depends on how someone says you can say he seems nice. You can, but they'll get that too. That's just like saying, hey, whatever you know, whatever you think is the best. So mm-hmm. He seems nice.
That's he seems
the same
nice.
Thing. Mm. He seems nice.
All right, one more for you today on Dear Jordana. This one is a uniquely Minnesotan thing, I think.
Uh-oh.
Or at least we think it is. Dear Jordana, I was with my kids at the Caribou Coffee the other day when I ran into an old classmate from high school. We genuinely struck up a friendly conversation, which ended with me saying, oh, that's great. We should get together sometime. Now, a week later, this classmate has texted me to try to schedule a time to get together. Here's the deal. I wasn't serious about it. That's just something you say.
I know.
Now, am I obligated to follow through on that disingenuous, let's get together someday?
You said it, so you're screwed.
Yes, I think so.
You said it, and you got yourself in trouble. You said it in front of your kid. You know, you said it. So why did you say something you didn't mean? That is a you problem and not a them problem, okay? So this is a good lesson, though, by the way. Because here's the deal. You can have coffee with that person, and then that can be the end of it.
Yeah.
But you can't end that coffee saying, hey, we should do this again, unless you really want to.
Yes.
You gotta stop saying things that you don't mean. This is always my New Year's resolution to myself. I always have to renew it. Like, no is a full sentence. Or, you know, there doesn't always have to be another time we meet. You could have said that, but it was great seeing you. Take care. Happy holidays.
Mm-hmm.
You need to work on an internal dialogue that finishes a conversation. When your coffee is ready and you're done being trapped online with that person and you are leaving, you need to say, it was great to catch up with you.
Yeah.
Really nice to see you. Happy holidays.
Yeah.
That's it. That is all you are required. You're not even required to say all of those things. But saying, it was great to see you. Take care. Whatever your verbiage is going to be, practice it in your head. Work on it. Make it a mantra and a monologue that you use so you don't get into that situation where you're just trying to be nice. Hey, we should get together. Oh, it's great to see you. We should do it again. No, we shouldn't. You haven't talked to that person in 20 years. You did that by design. You don't want to talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
So saying, great to see you, have a great day, is enough.
Yeah, especially when somebody hits you up over the holidays to get together and you go, I got 12 things on my calendar in the next 4 days. I really can't, like, use some of my valuable time to bundle up my whole family to go out and see. Like, it's just not in the cards for a lot of families. We got too much going on. So, yeah, that's a tough one, though. Oof.
And you can do that, too, but that's just putting it off. That's kicking the can. If you say, the holidays are so busy for me, let's revisit in the new year, you still are leaving the door open.
Yeah, and then
you
got to come through, and they come knocking in February. You got to do it.
At some point, you need to pull the trigger, and then when you end that meeting, just say, it was great to see you. It was great catching up. Take care. Done.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.